cider making is making a comeback with home gardeners. Fresh juice is coming off the press. Next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe, play sober. BUI is boating under the influence. It is illegal to operate a motorboat while under the influence of alcohol. And in Utah, BUI penalties are the same as DUI. It will cost you money and may cost you your life. Play safe, play sober. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Press your own fresh cider with apples from your backyard. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners gives us a glass.
When we say cider in the United States, generally we're talking about apple juice, a fairly fresh product that's been pressed recently, usually hasn't been cooked, although, you know, if you want to keep it for long, you have to put preservatives into it. So cider and juice are just akin that way in the U.S. But in Britain and other countries, and even traditionally in the United States before Prohibition, cider was very distinctly an alcoholic drink. And that kind of has to be noted, because if you start talking about cider, you're going to get yourself in trouble. But the work that they do put into creating the level of sweetness and the level of tartness and the level of tannin in there is actually quite fascinating. And I would actually love to see that done in more of our contemporary juice type cider, a soft cider. I know there's a certain very prominent company as far as apple juices and apple cider goes, and I won't drink the product because it's so doggone sweet. I can't stand it. It is just not a good product for me. I do not enjoy it at all. And I really wish that our contemporary soft cider makers would go back to some of the old lore on it and the old teachings, and even the current science on it, and blend it so that we can get that really rich flavor that's possible without being absolutely inundated by the sickeningly sweet.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.